Imagine running across a group of people picnicking under a little grove of trees surrounded by cornfields on a late summer day. A band is playing old-time country on top of a hay wagon, a makeshift stage. A man in a white cowboy hat is handing out hot dogs and glad-handing his crowd. Everyone, anyone, is welcome to play. Just keep it country. And that is what Joe Salvi has been doing for the past 50 years.
Joe is blessed.
I always believed in giving the local talent a break to get the exposure and all that. Here, a guy walks in through the door, and he's got the CD. I'm liable to just put him on the air right now, see?
That's the kind of loose and friendly radio Salvi's been a part of since he started his career. He went to broadcasting school on the GI Bill after serving in Europe during World War II. He cut his teeth on country music as a DJ at WLOG in Logan, West Virginia. That's where he picked up his love for putting on a show.
And on Sundays, the people would come down, you know, and there's a big piano with the big boom mic up there, and these quartets would sing all those beautiful hymns, you know, back then, and country music, you know.
Salvi's one of those people you can't imagine doing anything else. Sitting at his desk in the station he built, he gets a faraway glow as he remembers building a crystal radio when he was a kid, scratching around to find Rockford's powerhouse AM of the time, WROK.
When the announcer would come on, I'd ask the entire family to quiet, quiet, you know.
Salvi had a dream, and on September 30th, 1962, he made it come true. WLUV 1520 AM was on the air. He had come home and built his own radio station. He and a handful of employees worked out of the 10x10 shack in a lonely Loves Park field, broadcasting big band music to the geographically small but densely populated Rockford area. Salvi says it wasn't long before the listeners demanded a new format, country music. He obliged. A lot has changed in radio since 1962. Salvi's country is called classic country now. Consolidation, syndication, and automation have put the mom-and-pop stations out of business. And who spins records anymore? Joe Salvi, that's who.
What am I going to do with all this wonderful music here? Gospel, you know, and country music, big band sounds, all this, you know, I've saved down through the years. So I've stuck with my two turntables, cart machines.
Cart machines, by the way, are kind of like recordable 8-tracks. Most radio stations use the hard-shelled tape cartridges for commercials and even music up until the 90s. Salvi stands firmly by the music and the equipment that served him well in 1962. He does his morning show, hits the streets to sell some commercial airtime, returns to the station to check on things and deal with the next crisis. On this day, he's looking over a stack of resumes. He's thinking of hiring a sports announcer.
This is probably why I live to be 91 years old, you know. I am able to concentrate on my problems. I take care of other problems. It takes my mind off of myself, see. And, well, I love it. For 91, that's not bad, is it?
WLUV is its own time capsule. Salvi has tacked rooms onto the original 10x10 studio over the years. Most flat surfaces are now stacked with station history, paperwork, and even some of the tomatoes he brought in from the garden out back. Every inch of paneling is covered with pictures. Mitch Miller of sing-along fame, autographed photos of country stars, newspaper clippings, and a snapshot of the big white dog who lived at the station. You can tell Salvi still misses Snowball. Life could be a lot simpler and easier for Salvi. He had run a second station, WLUV-FM, since 1964, and 12 years ago he sold that spot on the dial to the nation's second-largest radio company. So why didn't he take the money and run to, oh, someplace warmer where he didn't have to worry about power outages and whether the next guy would show up for his shift?
Because I love it. Gets into your blood, you know. I'm happy the way I am, you know. I look forward to getting up in the morning, you know, and pulling my little 3-hour shift. No matter where I go, hey, where have I heard that voice before? Yeah, you're Joe Salvi, aren't you? You know, and you eat that up, you know. Retirement? It hasn't crossed my mind.
Good news for the folks who tune in at 7:15 on weekdays and expect to hear the Papa Joe Show. He wants them to know how much he appreciates his 50 years in the little shack in Love's Park. By the way, as much as he loves old-time country music, just let him have his bunny bear again once in a while. Remember, this was originally supposed to be a big band station. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.